Okay, welcome back. Now let's talk about investment decisions, the capital budgeting process in detail. This particular decision we have previously seen in the last lecture basically comprises of taking decisions in investing or purchasing fixed assets. We're going to cover the entire process in detail. In this particular chapter, we are going to see what's the capital budgeting process, learn the different steps involved in capital budgeting, understand the principles of capital budgeting, evaluate the process of capital budgeting, and try to understand what are the ways in which you could select a process for the project. So let's move ahead. Let's talk about what do you mean by capital budgeting. Capital budgeting decision is primarily the decision wherein a company decides to invest a huge chunk of capital in fixed assets with the idea of those capital assets or fixed assets generating revenues for more than a number of years. So it's more than a year that the investment is going to give you benefit or revenues. Such kind of decisions are known as capital budgeting decisions. So this decision is primarily looking at you choosing those fixed assets or those assets in which you're going to pool in the money, or you're going to invest the money, you're going to allocate the money so that that project generates revenue for n number of years. It ensures good cash flows for the companies for the next few years. The name itself says capital budgeting decision, which also means investment decisions. It's one of the most crucial decisions for any finance manager, as this would basically help a company attain more and more profitability in the coming years. Since this decision directly hits the top line of the firm, this decision becomes very important. The right decision made in capital budgeting process is going to help you as a manager or as a head of finance to help the company earn more profitability and thereby increase the shareholder value, which is nothing but the main objective of financial management and also any primary goal of a company. Every company today wants to earn more and more profitability for its own self, for further expansion, or for its equity shareholders, for the investors to be happy. This particular capital budgeting process is basically used to examine the various decisions in a company. When I'm saying capital budgeting process, the decision could be buying a new machine or replacing the machine, looking or expanding into new venture or avenue, expanding into new markets, exploring new geographic location, shifting your headquarter base, or starting up a new manufacturing plant. All these comprise of the capital budgeting decision. Now let us look what is the process of capital budgeting. How would the capital budgeting process flow? First, it talks about you identifying the different investment opportunities. So as an individual, as a person who's taking care of the financing of the company, if you are going to look at investments from the company per se, first and foremost, you'll try to identify whether the company sees a market for the products. Is there any demand? Is there any investment opportunity? Whether it is in the same sector or it's in different sector. So if I am, I am Mahindra & Mahindra, I have been into the tractor business, I am very good in making engines, why not explore the automobile sector further by investing money into passenger vehicles? So start with tractor business, get into commercial vehicle, and then expand business into passenger vehicle. After making a good mark in passenger vehicle, can I also give finance for people to buy my vehicles? So why not open another firm, that's Mahindra Finance, to finance my projects? That is nothing but identification of an investment opportunity by this particular company, Mahindra & Mahindra. Similarly, for your business, you could decide where the investment opportunity lies, whether it's in the same sector, whether it's in backward integration or forward integration, to take it ahead. After you have identified the investment opportunity which are available, try to make project proposal. What do you mean by project proposal? If you plan to expand your business into the rural India, so you've already catering to the urban class and you feel now you've already explored or there's very less demand in tier one cities, why not go to tier two and tier three cities? Look at rural areas where your products could be sold in smaller packets. Why not get into even volume business to cater the major chunk of Indian customers? So try to make a project proposal talking about what the project would be, how many years the project would have a life, what would be the project feasibility, what are the different cash flows which would come from this project, and how much investment would the project require. It also means defining a project team. So make a project proposal talking about the geographic location, area, feasibility, design of the product, the people or the customers you want to target, and identify different investment opportunities. Once you have done this and your project proposal is ready, try estimating your cash flows. You have now clarity what this project is all about, how it's going to impact the company. Why not estimate the numbers and see whether this project is profitable or no? So let's look at the profitability of the project. Every time we talk about profitability, your money becomes very, very crucial. A company would decide to pool in the cash outflows and it will decide how would this cash flows be utilized over the number of years. Similarly, you need to also estimate how much of the profit or revenue will this particular project earn. So what is the cash flow incoming every year from the project? After you get or explore into a new market, say for example, you have now, you know, shifted your consumer base from urban India to rural India, and you're also coming with targeting the niche area, then what is the cash flow or expected increase in your revenues every year? So how much are they going to increase? So try estimating your cash flow. After you have a number of cash flow in place, try to use time value of money to look at present value of your future cash flows. What do you mean by time value of money? Time value of money says a penny earned today is more than a penny earned tomorrow. That means in future, if I'm going to make 2 lakh rupees in the next year, if I want to find out the value of this 2 lakh rupees when it comes to the purchasing power parity, then I would try to discount it at the rate of interest rate, say, for example, 8%. So I'm saying though this particular 2 lakh rupees I'm going to earn, after a year, I'm going to lose 8% money every year, because the value has the money which you see basically has diminishing value. So looking at a diminishing value concept, money concept, I would try to discount the future cash flows to present value to see what is the present value of this particular money. So try to discount. There are a lot of techniques. The most utilized technique is discounted cash flow technique. Use a discounted cash flow technique to find out what is the present value of your future cash inflows to check the profitability and feasibility of the project. After you have estimated the present value of this cash flow, try to select the best evaluation technique to find out whether the project is profitable or no. Now, what are these different capital budgeting or evaluation techniques? To name a few, net present value. Net present value would basically look at present value of cash outflows and inflows and find out whether your inflows is more than outflow to tell you whether the project is profitable or no. You could also use a technique known as payback period, which will tell you how many years will you receive your money back. You may use a technique which is known as internal rate of return to find out what is the minimum or hurdle rate or the benchmark rate which is required for a company to earn, you know, profitability for this particular project. These are some of the techniques which will be used for evaluating the cash flows which you have projected. Now, a detailed discussion on these evaluation techniques would be covered in the next chapter. However, I've just given you an overview that you'll use either of the technique to check the feasibility of the project. After you have checked the feasibility of the project using different techniques, you will do a risk analysis. Risk analysis means after I have decided whether the project, or I have found out using the technique whether the project is profitable, not profitable, in how many years will I get the money back, I will look at what is the risk if I'm going to forego this cap, you know, forego this particular money to invest in the project. So I'm going to block my money in a particular project for X years, and maybe the cash flow starts coming in after 2 years. So how risky is this proposition? Whether this particular market would be captured by my competitor, whether this particular technology will become obsolete by the time it starts earning me money, what exactly would happen with this particular project? What are the different risks associated, whether it is raw material risk, whether it is credit risk, whether it is cash flow or a demand risk, or maybe the sales number? What are the different risks associated when it comes to the feasibility of the project? In case of a wrong decision, you're going to lose an entire money. So this aspect becomes very, very important when you are basically choosing the project. So after you have selected the technique and you see profitable project, do a risk management or a risk analysis for this particular project to see what is the maximum loss or the minimum profit which the company could make if the project was undertaken. Next, after you've done the risk analysis, take the capital rationing decision. When I'm saying capital rationing decision, it means the company right now has 20 crore of rupees for investment. And the project proposal submitted shows there are 4 profitable projects. Okay, so the 4 profitable projects giving me very good cash flows. I know I can pursue all the 4, or I may be able to only pursue 1. So capital rationing says, take a decision whether you want to invest in all the projects or you want to take in one, where the capital would be invested, whether in one project, how much money it requires, or whether you will still go to the market to get in further pool of money. So capital rationing decision talks about taking decision where and how much money to be invested in the project which you have found out to be profitable, whether they are all the projects or only one project. Then comes decision making. After you know the profitability, you know how much funds could be pooled in for the project, take the decision where you want to put the money. You want to put the money in X project or Y project or both the projects together. You take the decision based on all these factors. The risk associated with the project, the profitability of the project, and the money available for investment into the project. So take a decision at this particular time. And last and very important, implement your decision and monitor the decision. So implement, go ahead with the project, implement, purchase the fixed asset, invest the money, check and keep on checking or monitoring timely what's happening with the project progress, draw timelines, you know, for the project, so that the profitability does not get hampered. So keep on monitoring the implementation in order to increase the shareholder value every year. So check in that the top line keeps on increasing with the cash flows coming in every year. So while considering, if you see all the steps which we discussed for the capital budgeting process, while you're doing or following these steps, it's very crucial to divide this particular step in 5 very crucial processes. Okay, so 5 major steps you need to plan pre-handedly before you do the entire capital budgeting process. So first, motivate people to generate a lot of ideas. So motivate your team, motivate your employees to come up with new and innovative ideas which could increase the company's top line. So tell them to come up with any kind of idea, whether it could be a technology update, it could be a product update, it could be an innovation, it could be a new product or a change in design of the product, or maybe a change in the entire machinery or assembly line. Tell them to generate a lot of ideas which could improve the top line of the company. So generate a lot of ideas, get your team in place and try to even, you know, look at these ideas, what kind of ideas get generated. Check the feasibility of these ideas. Okay, so generate the ideas, tell them to also look at the feasibility and give you those ideas. Next, after these ideas are generated, ask people for the best ideas which you select. Ask people to make proposals. So let them come up with a project proposal wherein the idea which was selected or which was generated, the person tells you or the team tells you how are they going to implement this idea. Let them give a proposal to you or to the company how this particular idea works, what is the thought process behind it, where the location should be, and how would it really impact the company's output. Analyze these different proposals. After you receive these proposals, have an expert team sit together, try to understand people's, you know, thought process behind the proposal. Check for the feasibility of these particular proposals, whether they are really practically possible, whether they will give you a competitive advantage, are they matching with the vision and mission of the company, will it also help the company achieve its business goal. Analyze the proposals very well. Once you have analyzed the proposal and you have decided or you've freezed on some proposals to be, you know, very lucrative for the company's expansion, okay, so check at what is your corporate capital budget, how much money do you have which could be invested in one project, two projects, 10 projects, 20 projects. So how much money does the company actually have? What's the capital right now with you? What's the capital constraint? How much money could you really raise from the market? Whether it's feasible to pick up any project or no? If yes, you would have already ranked the proposals based on whatever you have, you know, screened them. Decide how much money you have, look at capital rationing and plan to invest in those proposals which are feasible. After you do this, that means you create a capital budget and you are selecting a project, also try to monitor and do a post audit of the idea which was given. So maybe you started with an idea of, you know, updating the technology in your office. Take a decision, monitor it, how the progress is going. Then also take a decision whether you really want to keep the older, you know, technology or you want to completely phase it out. So monitor it, check it, take a feedback from people, do a post audit and take a decision what has to be done next. So very, very important fifth step is feedback. Feedback should not be taken in the end. It should be taken at different intervals for the company to understand how the company is progressing, whatever project is defined, what is the project updation, whether it is really feasible, whether it's going to generate further profits or it is not going to get, or you know, maybe get outdated or obsolete by the time it's implemented. So all these five major steps are very important before you start any capital budgeting process in your company. Make yourself ready with these five decisions, five steps to ensure you take smooth capital budgeting decision going ahead. Coming to what are the different categories of capital budgeting projects? We've been talking about in, you know, what could be a capital budgeting decision be. Now let us look at technically what are or how are these particular decisions grouped. So what would usually or typically be a capital budget? You know, what are the basic components of these budget and where is this, what kind of projects are we investing money in? So first, very important is replacement projects for maintaining business. Every company invests a huge chunk of money in fixed assets. All these fixed assets come with a depreciation. After you're depreciating and the estimated life of the asset gets over, there is a possibility that the asset also or the technology also becomes obsolete. If that's the case, how are you going to change or replace a particular, you know, asset to get in a new asset? Whether it would be an entire replacement, it would be a part replacement, how would you invest that money and how much money will you invest for such kind of replacement? Such kind of project decisions are nothing but capital management decisions, capital budgeting decisions, which talks about replacement of existing business activities. It becomes important for you to take this decision because you want to improve the product further. So say, for example, I am Maruti and I want to decrease the time of my assembly line for delivering or making, you know, for producing a vehicle. So I will keep on reducing the time by getting a change in my operational efficiency. So what I would do, I would try to make a process such wherein the cutting of the glass would be same for all types of vehicles. So the glass fitting and cutting time gets saved. One example of replacement of projects for maintaining business. So it's an innovation. I've decreased my cost also. I am maintaining, I've got a new technology which ensures that the fitment is faster. Such kind of decision for maintaining my business, for coming up with innovative ideas, for reducing cost is replacement projects. Second is replacement projects for reducing cost. When we talk about reducing cost, I will try to remove those activities which are not very, fruitful or not very profit making without impacting the performance of the product. So say, for example, I'm a pen making company. I cater to pen market when I'm into volume business. I would try to, when I'm making a pen, there are different parts of a pen. So what I will do is I may just make a pen wherein some of the pen parts, so maybe the top of the or the nib or the refill, it gets outsourced. Maybe that project could be taken in, or I become a supplier of different components of a pen part to some other companies. This could be only done to reduce the cost, to get in, to outsource some particular activity which will reduce my cost. It also becomes a capital budgeting project. Maybe because of that, I have changed the machine in which the entire pen gets made. So it's a replacement project for reducing cost. So I'm using this or I'm replacing a project in order to ensure the product cost becomes less and I earn more and more profits. Third is expansion projects. Expansion projects, we've already discussed previously also. I am into urban India and I want to cater to consumers in rural India. And so I'm expanding myself. Similarly, I am right now catering only to domestic markets and I want to go to international markets. To get into international markets, I'll require different kind of certifications. There are different product changes which I would have to make depending on the norms, food security norms abroad. And if I'm doing that, I will be investing some kind of money in putting up a new plant only for export business. If that's the case, it's also known as an expansion project. I'm investing good amount of money to get licenses. I'm investing good amount of money to get cater to the taste. I'm doing R&D on this. Again, a capital budgeting decision with respect to expansion project. I'm expanding business, opening a new manufacturing line or going to a global market. All these requires huge chunk of money, capital budgeting decision. Fourth, new product or market development. Okay, so now I am Parle Ji, I'm selling you glucose biscuit. I want to get into cookie business. It's a new product development. Okay, so I'm completely looking at a new variant. So instead of giving you a normal 5 rupee biscuit, I want to now make a cookie which will cost you 10 rupees. Okay, so that's a new product development. It could also be a market development. So market development basically would talk about, I want to cater to different. So I'm Samsung. I want to cater to a niche market also, a lower middle class in India by giving you a phone, a smartphone for 15,000 rupees or 20,000 rupees. And I'm also going to give you a Galaxy phone, which is going to cost you 1.5 lakh rupees. So that's market development. I am creating market for both categories. I'm catering to the rural people also. I'm catering you to the elite people also, giving you different variants of products. For each product type, there would be a different manufacturing process. There would be investment in that process and how the entire technology is used. So that's about new product and market development. Fourth one, coming to the next very important project type, that is the mandatory projects. Mandatory projects are those projects wherein the government mandates it to adopt a particular norm. So recently what the government did is they have completely phased out the use of plastic. So they've asked companies not to use plastic, use any different form of plastic, no plastic bags to be given. So if that was the case and you were a company who were making those, you making those plastic products, or you were using any kind of plastic item as a sub-product or, a part in your particular manufacturing process, making it. Now, since it's a mandate, you would have to phase out the entire fixer set and get into a new machine. Find out the replacement for plastic, use of any other fiber, which is eco-friendly, recyclable, and put up that new plant. It's a compulsion for you to adhere to this mandatory requirement of government. Since it's a mandate, it's a requirement which is to be adhered to. Any kind of investment in such projects are mandatory projects. So these projects are known as mandatory projects. They are primarily now more focused towards sustainability, environmental pollution, So government may say you are burning furnace in the company and you are causing a lot of air pollution. Instead of using charcoal, why don't you use pellets? So pellets could be used. They will emit less, you know, less carbon dioxide, which will save the environment more. So that's one example of a mandatory project. The last could be other projects. Irrespective of what we have heard, any other project which the company picks up, it could be any decision with respect to the company increasing its profitability, where investment is in high number. So I said, maybe you've taken up, you know, you're a small company, but you've taken cue from the entire sustainability idea. And you say that your company is only going to invest in projects or invest in products or going to sell products which are vegan. If that's the case, you're also saying instead of irrespective of only making vegan products, I will also grow those products on my own. So I've decided that I'm going to sell an aloe vera gel. If I'm going to sell an aloe vera gel, I also plan to plant the aloe vera gel on my own. Okay, that's the new investment which I want to do. So I'm going to go into farming also to have my own raw material. This is one more example of a capital budgeting project, not necessarily a sustainability project, but yes, it's a project which requires a lot of capital budgeting, buying of land, plantations, maintaining the plantations, farming, etc. So these are some examples of capital budgeting projects. Now, since we know these are different capital budgeting projects,